The animals are not rational beings because they don't have understanding of essence, they don't have understanding of universals. In the case of even a small human child, very soon he will understand what is universal and what is essence. Once you show him one piece of cloth, two pieces, you try showing two pieces of cloth, one after the other, after all he'll identify himself, this is also cloth. There is a capacity of universal understanding. This capacity of grasping the essence, grasping the universal, is a very special faculty of intelligence, which is called buddhi. So mana and buddhi are distinguishable in this sense, that manas is sense mind. There is concreteness, there is experience. Whereas here, there is no experience and yet understanding. There is abstraction and yet you understand. The speciality of this capacity is also what is called discrimination. How do you distinguish one from the other? It is only by universality. It is only when I understand universal cloths that I can say that this cloth is different from the wall, because I understand the universal wall. Universal wall and universal cloth having been understood, I can discriminate between this piece of cloth and this piece of wall. Without the understanding of universality, I cannot discriminate. So, understanding of the essence of universality and of discrimination is a special faculty which is called buddhi. And every human being has got this capacity. Or you might say, it is essentially present, maybe developed more or developed less. When you scold a child, you don't have intelligence, you don't understand. Buddhi nahi hai tumhare. What do we mean actually? It only means that he is not able to discriminate. That means he has not understood universal, he has not grasped the essence. When you say this boy is very intelligent, what do you mean? That he is able to grasp the essence very quickly. You just do one sum, he understands the principle, and afterwards applies in 100 sums very easily, because he has understood the essence of it. The child who does not understand the essence immediately is called unintelligent. Although he has some intelligence, because by some further examples, he is enabled ultimately to come to understand the universal involved in it. The more you give to the child the experience of universals, of essence, of discrimination, the more intelligent he becomes. All intelligence is nothing but maturity of the understanding of the essence, universal and discrimination. Now this capacity is there in the world. You might say in the human consciousness it is inherent. Inherent means it is there, although it may not be developed. It may require to be developed. But that development is always a question of further refinement. There are people who understand, who can grasp differences of colors. There are some others who don't understand. Although they see colors and differences of colors, but they don't understand so many colors. They mix up one color with the other. Or even if you ask him to describe many colors that he has seen, he may not be able to describe them. It requires training. It requires development. But basic capacity exists. So just as sense experience exists automatically, Similarly, in all human beings, there is an automatic intelligence of grasp of the essence, universality, discrimination. That is called buddhi. Then comes ahamkara, the third element. In the human psychology, whether you like it or not, everywhere you find a principle of division, an identification with one division against the other. And this identification leading to say, this is mine, that is thine. This is me, this is you. This distinction. A mark of distinction which identifies itself with one as against the other. It's not only discrimination. Something more is added. This is mine, this is yours. This is me, this is you. I am quite different from others. What is this sense? All others may have like this, but I am quite different. What is that sense? It is automatic. You don't need to teach anybody that, look, you have to learn what is yours and what is mine and what is thine. It is automatic. Even the child who does not understand this distinction, in some respects he understands it. You give a slap to his cheek, he understands that this slap is mine, is not to that. So that minimum discrimination it understands, and it is automatic. Just as sense is automatic, concept is automatic, sense of egoity is also automatic. This is something that is inherent in our nature. All these are manifestations of Prakriti. In all that is there in the world, in a few words, Sri Krishna describes the whole world of our physical and psychological experience. This is already a savijnanam, quite in detail it is given. But although in two lines, Bhumihi apaha analaha vayuhu kham manaha buddhi evacha ahamkara iti ayam me bhinna prakriti ashtada. This is one kind of prakriti of mind. This prakriti is different from the prakriti which I will now describe later on. This is one kind of prakriti. Now in the second one, again two sentences, but so heavy, so difficult. Let us see. Apara iyam itah tu anyam prakritim viddhi me param. This is what I call apara prakriti. What I have described so far is apara prakriti. But there is anyam prakriti viddhim me param. But now you understand param prakritim. Now you understand there is another prakriti which I have, which is called para-prakriti. Now, how do you know that para-prakriti? So he indicates, where it's one word only again, very brief,